Ron Van Dam, a man, a microphone, and a complete lack of conversational filters. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you, thank you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is indeed the Ron Van Dam Show. Look, I can prove it. See, how many fingers am I holding up? No. No, 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 no. Well, it's great to hear your voice again. Welcome to the program. Hey, this is the Friday week. Hey. This is the Friday weekend edition of the program. It's special in the sense that it covers 3 days. When's the last time you covered 3 days, huh? All right, don't give me crap about it then, okay? Come on, give me a break. Every once in a while I realize that I sound really grumpy and disgruntled, but I'm not really. I'm sorry, I couldn't say that with a straight face. Okay. All right. That's enough. That's enough background music. That'll do. Thanks. Ooh, thank you very much. How are you? How you doing? How are you feeling? Huh? Can you wiggle your toes? If you can, then you're physically able to listen to this program. I do recommend that you have the children leave the room for this short period of time, because I don't know what I'm going to say. I have no idea. There is no script in front of me. There's no piece of paper in front of me. Hear that? There's no piece of paper in front of me. I have no script. I don't know what I'm going to be talking about. I don't know what could pop into my head and flow out of my mouth and shoot into your ears. This sounds like a disease, doesn't it? It sounds like there should be a vaccine against me talking to you. Look, just get the kids out of the room. I'm sure there's something they can do. Can't they go, like, build a playhouse or mow the lawn? Can't you find something for them to do besides sit in front of a screen all day playing games and looking up the meanings of words they don't even understand? Come on, man. Get your kids active. Have them do everything for you. Why should you be getting your own cocktails? The hell's wrong with that? What do you think you had children for? So you could sit there and drink? Yeah, that's why. So you teach them how to prepare cocktails. And at the same time, you tell them, but you shouldn't be drinking these things. These are only for adults. That's an education. That's something you don't get in school. Do you think a child, do you think a 10-year-old child knows how to make a perfect Manhattan? No, because they don't teach that in school. Education. Crazy. Anyway, you just relax. Take it easy. A lot of the doctors that we have on this program say that stress causes most illnesses. So I think if I had a purpose in life, it would be to de-stress everybody that listens to the program. You know that's not the outcome. So why even think it's possible? Because it's not. What you need to do, here's what one doctor on the show told me to do to relieve stress. And it actually works. And I never thought it would, but it does. He says when you're feeling a little stressful and angry and too sensitive, here's what you do, Ron. You put yourself into a trance. I said, I don't know how to do that. He says, here's what you do. He says, you clear your mind of everything. I said, well, that's not possible because there's stuff going in there all the time. He says, well, here's how you clear your mind, the doctor says. Stare at the door in your room. Make sure the door is closed to seal out any type of outside activity. Sit in a chair a distance from the door and stare at the doorknob. Stare at the doorknob. I never thought that that would be a medical type of suggestion for me. So I've heard of things like don't over-medicate yourself, don't eat fatty food. Stare at a doorknob? I've never heard that as a resolve for anything. But he said, stare at the doorknob and just focus on it and let your mind just drift right into the center of that doorknob to the point where that doorknob is the center of your attention, the center of your world, the center of your universe. Don't take your eyes off it. Become one with the doorknob. Seriously, doctor, this is what you got, a diploma? To help me to stare at a door. Well, lo and behold, behold and lo, it works. The doctor was a genius. 4 years of undergraduate work and 20 years of master's degrees to tell me to stare at a doorknob, but it works. I'm passing it on to you. I'm passing it forward. I'm paying it forward. I don't know what that means either. Give it a shot. Not while I'm talking. No, don't. That's rude. Wait until after the show. If you feel a little anxious or a little tense, close the door to any room, sit in the room, by the way, and stare at that doorknob and let it become you. Just stare at nothing but don't take your eyes off that doorknob. You can play some music in the background, but something relaxing, something very Enya-ish. You know who Enya is? Google her. Play some of her music. It works. The information that I just gave you was absolutely free. It didn't cost me anything to get it. I'm not passing the charge on to you at all either. You're welcome. You know what? You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. If it works, I shall become your God. And we will stand out on the lawn on Saturday and wait for the spacecraft to take us to the other planet. Anyway, thank you so much. Oh, man. Huh? Are you enjoying the show so far, by the way? Are you enjoying the show? Good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh my God, thank you. I did not expect that. Thank you very much. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. I got a question for you.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today?
Let me tell you the difference between men and women and their perceptions of each other. The weather is getting warm where I live. I live in the Boston area. It's getting warm outside. It's getting to be 60 to 70 degrees almost every day. And compared to the winter, that's warm. And people have just started to break out the shorts. The shorts. Yes, the shorts. Now, look, I'm not attracted to the average man. And when I see a man wearing shorts, it doesn't do me any good. As a matter of fact, I get a little queasy in my stomach. To me, seeing men's legs, and some of them are quite hairy, it's like my reaction is, hey, put some pants on. Put some long pants on. Now, on the other hand, as a man, when I see a woman's legs, it's a different reaction. Maybe, you know, if women had beautifully slim legs, but yet they were hairy, I don't know if I would appreciate that. Bottom line, women shave their legs, men do not. I don't want to see your hairy legs, men. I just don't. I know you're comfortable that way, and it's more important that you're comfortable than I don't throw up in front of you. But I find the sight of men's hairy legs just to be like, I can't even describe it. It's like, it's just wrong. It's just wrong. They make pants to cover that stuff up. Put them on. Seriously. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Today. What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Today.
I wanted to talk about our country. And this is not a patriotic conversation. I want to be clear on something here. Many of those that do good, do good for the money. And now we have first responders that we've been familiar with for quite some time, especially this past year. They are people that truly want to help out mankind, but also they also want to keep their jobs and get a paycheck. But there is that extra of, yeah, you, whatever you're doing for the paycheck goes well beyond it for humanity. So thank you. Then we turn to the companies that have created and produced the vaccines for this thing. And I refer to this thing because you know what I'm talking about. For the longest time, I thought COVID began with a K. Now I know it doesn't. I think it was Ted Cruz who thought that COVID-19 was named thusly because it was the 19th COVID that we've had since the beginning of time. No, it was because it was brought to light in 2019. That's why it's called COVID-19, you schmuck. You educated schmuck. Anyway, that's besides the point. These, and they are heroes, these people who were in the labs creating these vaccines so quickly. But, you know, it was done for money, and that's okay. Thank you. Thank you to our system of money. Thank you to free enterprise. Thank you so much. Because these drug companies like AstraZeneca, which is hard to say, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, creators of some of the best cancer-causing talcum powder you ever had, Moderna, all of them were sparked into action to save the planet. Yeah, that's the end result. To make money, there you have it. Can you imagine you're a drug company? This is what you do. You research things, you come up with a drug, and you produce it, and you sell the hell out of it. You make billions and billions and billions accordingly in sales. Well, governments across the world were willing to pay anything for a vaccine. And as soon as these vaccine companies, drug companies heard that, they went to work, man. They went to work as fast as you could possibly imagine. So, are the drug companies heroes in a sense in saving mankind, supposedly? Yes. Did they do it to save mankind? Sure, why not? Did they do it to make tons of money where people, governments were just saying, I've got a lot of money, I'll pay you, just give me the product? Yes, there is your reason to live. And you know what? It's just, it's a fine reason. It kicked them in the ass, it got them out of bed, and now we're vaccinating people. So good. I'm just saying the system works. System works. Oh my goodness, the system works. As a matter of fact, our guest coming up a little bit later in the program is going to be talking about vaccines. Not necessarily in the sense that everybody should get them, but everybody should. There's no question about that. Hey, I had two messages during this entire pandemia thing. The first message was, wear your fucking mask all the time. Unless you're living with somebody in the house. Other than that, put a mask on. It's been proven to save your life and to save others. And if you don't get that, shame on you, you selfish little bastard. Of course, taking after the role model of Trump. I get it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, that's number one. Wear your mask. Number two, get the vaccine. Don't play games with this stuff. It makes the difference between you either dying or laying in a bed in the hospital with a tube up your throat and your nose and your... Yeah, you want that? You want that? You don't know how bad that is. Nor to have symptoms that go on for the rest of your life because your organs have already been damaged by this thing. You don't want that. Get the vaccination. The sooner you do, the more people that do, the sooner we can put this behind us to some extent. All right? Wear the freaking mask. Get the freaking vaccination. It works. It works amazingly. Do it. All right. I'm sorry. Did I yell at you? Did I yell at you? Well, someone has to sometimes. I don't care how old you are. You need to listen to people. Don't trust everybody. I don't trust anybody. Don't worry about that. That has nothing to do with trust. I mean, this is proven. So do it. Let's get this damn thing over with, huh? Please. A lot of people lost their lives because, you know, bad stuff happened. All right. My guest is going to join us shortly. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend, no matter where you may live. We have a lot of listeners that are outside of the United States, which is kind of interesting because I do this show only in English. I don't think it's dubbed into other languages in other countries because I don't see the point. But we do have listeners in other countries, and that always floors me. I always find that to be like an incredible thing. I do. I still can't get over. I can't get over that some guy doesn't understand what the hell I'm talking about is listening to my voice somewhere in Yugoslavia. This doesn't make sense to me. But apparently, according to the numbers, that does happen. I don't know. Maybe they speak English in other countries, and I'm not even aware of it. I think English is kind of common across the globe. I haven't traveled as much as other people do, but a lot of people speak this damn language. I know. My guest visits us right after this.
We don't get to choose our family names. We're born into them. And some of them are, quite frankly, a little embarrassing. For many, a burden that follows them through life. If you've got an embarrassing last name, you may have thought about having it legally changed, but perhaps you've thought it might be complicated and expensive. Well, I'm here to tell you that having your last name legally changed is simple and cost-effective and will take that lifelong burden away in just a few easy steps. Call me today, Attorney Jim Cockwaffle, with the offices of Cockwaffle and Kumstein. We know what you're going through.
Hi, good morning, Ron.
Hey, Nick, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Nick Frenzer joins us now. He's implementation executive at Epic. And we're talking about what everybody's talking about, and that's getting vaccinated. And for those that, we have to talk everybody into doing it. My God, you know, that's just not even be a conversation. Get vaccinated, period. Seriously. But those that do are waiting their turn, and they're finding that it's very, very difficult to get an appointment, especially at first when the rollouts began. There was some confusion, software malfunctions, and people started panicking, oh, no, I'll never get it. Times have changed here, haven't they, Nick?
Times have changed significantly. I think we've learned a lot over the last few months.
Yeah, very much so. And certainly the situation is a lot more friendly than it was before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you're with Epic. What does Epic do?
That's right, Ron. Well, thanks for having me this morning, Ron. So we are software developers. We provide healthcare software, and you may be most familiar with MyChart, which is our patient application. Uh-huh. And over 200 million people have a record in MyChart, which helps them schedule, see their patient information, communicate with their doctor. Mm-hmm. And then we provide the software that goes all the way through the healthcare organization.
Okay. If someone is having trouble getting an appointment, do they go through your situation, your software?
Yeah, so what we provide in MyChart, Ron, is the ability to make a MyChart account, and you can be notified when you're eligible. So if the eligibility criteria has changed a bit and been constantly shifting, we can push a notification and say, hey, now you're eligible to come in and schedule your appointment. They can do it all in MyChart with their healthcare organization or mass vaccination site, get their appointment, and then when they walk in, it's a pretty seamless process.
So that's the difference. Being notified that you're now eligible is not the end of the game, but what you're doing is you're actually hooking them up with appointments.
That's exactly right, and making it as fast and easy. And if you're getting a vaccine that requires a second dose, we can remind you when that's going to be, help you schedule it, and then remind you as your appointment comes up.
Okay, because that was the big problem before, yes, come get the vaccine. A, we don't have it, and B, we can't get you an appointment because everybody wants it. Who do you think you are? And that was very, very, very defeating at first. Yeah. Okay.
And Ron, as what's really improved is, really harkened by the spy that the sites and provider and doctors have been able to receive. That's what's really made the difference over the last several months. Healthcare organizations have been putting shots in arms as fast as possible, but when you're expecting to get 3,000 vaccines, you could probably administer 5,000, but you only get 1,000. It creates a challenge.
Yes. Well, not to get political or anything, but times have changed as far as administrations are concerned, and the vaccines are rolling out now on schedule as before they were not. So that is cool. You represent the entire country?
We represent the entire country, and we have organizations in now over 10 countries live on it.
Wow. Wow. So at first, there were great differences state to state. Some states were doing fine with it. Others weren't. They had completely different programs, completely different supplies, that kind of thing. Have they become a little bit more organized?
We work with all 50 states as well as Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. And multiple federal territories. And, it's true that the infrastructure to date has been somewhat separate. And this has forced us to have a conversation about how do we standardize, how we share data across state lines, because that was a big challenge.
Yeah.
I am encouraged by some of the legislation that's going through now to specifically send money to public health infrastructure. Yeah. I think that will make a big difference.
It really will, because this may not be the last one in one's lifetime. We haven't experienced anything like this in one's lifetime at this point. So it's been different. The technology is different. But I have a feeling that this could happen again within a very short period of time, where vaccinations are going to have to take place quickly for a different reason. So now I guess we would have the infrastructure to do so.
Right. Right. I would say, Ron, sometimes it's hard to say, but never waste a crisis. We have to learn from this. Yeah. We have to adapt, and we have to be ready if it happens again. Yeah. I agree.
It's the old Pandora's box thing, unfortunately. How are things going, by the way, vaccination-wise?
So vaccination-wise, they're going fantastic. President Biden met his goal of 100 million shots in the first 100 days, which is exceptional. And when I look at the numbers, of course, we only see the vaccinations delivered in Epic, but we can extrapolate and see the trends along with CDC's information. We're ahead of schedule. It's going well. I'm really looking forward to a small state 4th of July barbecue with family and friends. And yep. I think that's reality.
Yeah. There should be no discussion as to whether someone should be vaccinated or not. People have died for this country. All you have to do is get a vaccination yourself and contribute to the country that way, and then you're on top as a benefit. So, I don't even understand what we're talking about as far as that part of it's concerned. Let me ask you about Epic just for a second. Was Epic created in order to handle this need, or was Epic actually there before doing other things in a similar situation?
So we've been around for over 40 years, Ron, providing healthcare software. So we fuel, you know, what we generally do is we provide the software from the minute a patient interacts with the healthcare organization all the way through clinical care. And that's, you know, inpatients, emergency rooms, the whole deal. And we've been doing that for a long time. What we did when the pandemic started is we immediately worked with our community members to help expand capacity. We created over 92,000 beds in capacity in anticipation of surges, some of which happened, some of which, thank God, didn't. And then as we looked towards the vaccine, we knew that it was going to be a throughput game. So we started to tweak the software and make adjustments to make it as fast as possible, see that doubling, tripling, quadrupling I mentioned earlier.
So you already had everything in place. You just moved it on over to this particular need.
That's right. We would listen to the need. We'd get it grouped together to figure out what to do, and then we can push that out to 500 organizations at once.
Okay. That sounds pretty cool. Nick, take me through the process. Let's say I'm a person. let's make believe I'm a person. Yeah. By the way, I've had both of my vaccinations on the Pfizer, and I'm feeling wonderful. No side effects, nothing. It's a great feeling to have gotten that done. And you know, whether you get effects from it or not, it has nothing to do with it. Now, all right, let's say I'm a person and I need the vaccine and I want the vaccine. Where do I go? What do I do?
Okay, first thing I want you to do is go to mychart.com, enter in your healthcare provider if you don't, and where you receive care, and you'll be directed to their MyChart page. That's if you don't already have a MyChart account.
Okay.
Register for one, and you'll receive eligibility information there on when you're going to be eligible, and you'll be able to schedule it from there. Now, just as a side note, if your organization's not on Epic, that's okay. Go to vaccinefinder.org, enter your zip code, and you'll be directed to an organization that's providing the vaccine.
Very good.
So you'll schedule it, you'll get your appointment, and say, all right, Ron, you're ready to go on Friday at 9 a.m. Here's where you go. MyChart will guide you there. And then when you arrive, you'll just scan a QR code on your phone or show your ID if that's not an option for you. And then it'll take about 6 to 7 minutes to record your information, go get your shot. You'll sit and wait for about 15 minutes to make sure you don't have an adverse effect, which is very, very rare, but just as a safety precaution.
Yep.
While you're doing that, schedule your second dose if you're getting a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, and then you're on your way. And then you return for your second, and it's much a similar process.
It is that simple. It actually is, unbelievably so. As a matter of fact, I'll go as far to say that it is actually pleasant because you see just how wonderful things can be. When you expect the worst, you get the best sometimes. So it's a good thing. Okay, again, where we go for more information?
MyChart.com or VaccineFinder.org.
Well, that will do it for me today. You have been just wonderful. You really have. You deserve something that I can't give you. But I'm so happy for you. Okay, look, I don't know what you had planned to do before you decided to listen to this program, but now you have an opportunity to go do it. Make it good. Make it wonderful. Have an enjoyable weekend. I believe it's not Easter this weekend, is it? No, it's not. It's next weekend. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Here we go with the Easter thing, huh? Yeah. All right. Now I have to make believe that there's an actual bunny that exists that hands out chocolate eggs. Ooh, it's going to be a rough one. But the kids expect it. The kids want to hear the fables. They want to be lied to by the people that they trust the most. We'll see how that goes. So until Monday, when I'm back with a brand new show, I wish you peace. Oh, my goodness. Hey, a special shout out to Yuri in Romania. How you doing, babe?